Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the seventh parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, having concluded a detailed description of skila and the subsequent tliya that happens in some or all cases, machloket Rav Elazar and Chachamim. And now on Daf Mem Tet Amud Bet, at the top of the Amud, arba mitot nimsuru leveit din. And now we get a summary of the Arba Mitot in the sequence, which is significant. And we've seen both parts of this machloket mentioned earlier. Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Vechenek. And at this point, we don't know if these four are just in an arbitrary order or not. But then Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Vechenek. So he inverts both the first two, Skila and Sreifa, he inverts, and Herig, Vechenek, he inverts. Herig, by the way, is also called Saif. And the Mishnah ends with the somewhat odd line, Zu mitzvah taniskalin. But the zu here is a reference to above. We had the description of the niskalin. And what we're going to deal with in this first podcast is an analysis of the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim about the hierarchy of mitot beit din, which first starts with the following observation of Rav Huna. Amar Rav, Rav Schor, Rav Huna. Kol makom sheshano chachamim derech minyan, any time that chachamim gave an enumerated list, ein muktam umuchar. The items that are listed there are not in any significant order, and a later one may be more important or significant than an earlier one, and the order is arbitrary. Chutz mishiva simanim, except for the nine samanim, laundry pieces that are used, that are mentioned in the Mishnah Nida, non shiva samanim avrina laketim. There are seven kinds of detergents that are used to check out a ketem to see whether or not it really is dam nida. Rok tafel, umei grisim, umei raglaim, vinetar, uvarit, kamolia, v'ashlag. All right, what these specifically are is really a nida issue. But uktani seifa haviran shalokasidran osheviran shvatan keachad lo asavalo klum. If you put them on out of order, or you put them all on at the same time, it's nothing, and your results are meaningless as far as determining whether this ketem really is damnida or just some other color. So that's the one exception. Rav Papa Savish made the Rav Amar af arba mitot. Our Mishnah also, midikam maflig Rabbi Shimon. The fact that Rabbi Shimon disagrees and takes the same four, puts them in a different order, shmamina dafka ktani. You can infer that they were listed in a specific order, and the issue of the order is the point of disagreement. So now, why doesn't Rav Huna mention that? V'idach beplugta lo kamari. Plugta lo kamari normally it means he didn't want to mention a case in a Mishnah where there was a machloket about the topic. For instance, when he wanted to say that that everywhere the Chacham said this, they meant the following, and we said, but this is he didn't want to speak about a case where there's a machloket. However, here it's a little bit different. The machloket actually makes it so obvious that the order is significant that there's no reason for him to mention it. Okay, so then we have a couple other counterexamples. Rav Papa Amar Af Seder Yoma. The order of the mitzvot on Yom Kippurim, non kol ma'aseh Yom Kippurim, ha'amim ma'aseh demikdim ma'aseh l'chaviro lo asa v'lo klum. So if you brought the Sa'ir in before the par, to give a gross example, then it's nothing at all. And so therefore you see that the whole list of Seder Yoma, basically from the third parak onto the seventh parak, has to be done in order. So v'idach, why didn't Rav Huna list that? Ha'hu chumra ba'alma. Now, chumra ba'alma doesn't mean what it normally means, which is this is really not a significant issue. It's very significant. But chumra ba'alma means something different here. What it means is that the reason that the order of items is ma'akev and Seder Yom HaKippurim is not because one item is more inherently significant than the other. Rather, it's a chumrah of the day that all the things have to be done in order, and if done out of order, it is ma'akev. Huna b'radio Rav Yeshua mar af seder tamid. The Mishnah in Masechet Tamid that lists the order in which the tamid is done, also the order there is specific and not arbitrary. Titani Allah, Zeo Seder Tamid. So the Ida Achol the Mitzvah Balma. Ravuna's answer to that is, that's a mitzvah. Ideally, it's done that way, but if it's done out of order, it's not Ma'akev. So therefore, what was Ravuna trying to, what point was he trying to make? Well, Afuke be Mitzvat Chalitza. He was trying to say that when you look at the Mishnah, in the 13th parak of Yivamot, Mitzvat Chalitza, and it lists a sequence of things, don't think that that sequence is ma'akev. If you do it out of sequence, it's still a valid chalitza. No, mitzvah chalitza, what happens? Bahu vivim tol ifne beitin, he and the Yavama come to the beitin. Hayunot nim lo itzah ugenetlo, and the beitin first would advise him an appropriate thing. In most cases, it means to do chalitza, not yibum. Shnamar v'karulo zignerov dibureilav, they speak to him. V'hi omeret, and then if he still refuses, or if that's what he's supposed to do, she says, me'en yivami, he refuses to be miyabim. V'hu omer lo chafas lekachta, and he says, yes, indeed, I don't want to marry her. V'lashon ha'kodesh ha'yom rimen ad v'lashon ha'kodesh, v'nigshayivim to elam le'ne'az kenim, and then what would happen is she would approach him, chatzana lo, she would take a shoe off, yarkab v'faram, she'd spit at him in front of him. Rok ha'nira lo dayonim, again, the rok has to be seen by the dayonim. V'yantav v'yamra kacha yasel isha, then she would declare, this is what happens to a man who will not build up his brother's house. And he crushed him, will be Israel. And then, as Rabbi Yehuda says, the people around would answer, Chalutzanal, Chalutzanal. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Mitzvat Chalitza Kor'a V'Kore, Choletzet V'Okeket V'Kore. What happens? She calls out, Me'en Yivami. He calls out, Lo Chafatzti. She takes off the shoe. She spits. And then she says, Kacha Yasel Ish. V'Avinan Ba'Maikam Ashvelan. We ask the question, why does Rabbi Yehuda add this? Matnitini, that's right in the Mishnah. He's only just summarizing it. It's not helping us very much. Hakamashlan mitzvah hachi. By saying it mitzvah chalitza, he means that's the ideal. V'i apich leitlan ba. But if you did it out of order, did the rekika before the chalitza, for instance, that would still be valid. Tanyanami achi ben shiklim chalitza l'rekika, l'rekika l'chila chalitza, ma'asa asuyi, and therefore the yibum, the chalitza is good. And that's why Rav Huna said that any time that you find an enumerated list or an ordered list, the order is not ma'akev, except in the case of the ketem, and of course in our case of the arba mitot, where it's clear from the machloket that the order is significant. And there's one other thing Rav Huna was coming to counter. Another mishnah in Yoma, kohen gadol mashamesh b'shmoneh kelim. The kohen gadol wears 8 garments. V'hadyot be'arba'ah. What are the 4 of the regular kohen? Ketonet, the cloak, or the shirt, really. Michnasayim, the pants, mitznefet, which is the turban, ve'avnet, the belt. Mosifalein kohen gadol, what extra 4 does he have? Choshen, ve'efod, which is the breastplate and the apron, umi'il, the coat over it, v'tzitz, and the tzitz that he wears on his head. V'tanya minayin sholehed, michnasayim, how do we know that the pants have to come on first? Shinam first. They must always be on his skin, meaning when any other beged is on, that has to be on. Vitana, my time, aktam and ketonet. So why is ketonet listed first in the Mishnah? Therefore, demonstrating that even though ketonet is listed further, is not that order. Shumda aktam ekra, because the Torah, ketonet bad kodesh shabash, umichasevad yu abasaro. So kram my time akteme. So why did the Torah put it in that order? Since the ketonet covers his entire body, therefore it's a preferable garment to mention first. But practically, the nechasayim have to go on first. So there we see that. Okay, now we get to the guts of our Mishnah, which is the order of skila sreifa hereg v'chenek chachamim, or sreifa skila chenek v'hereg Rabbi Shimon. We'll start with chachamim. Skila chamor misreifa. Here's the argument. How do I know skila is more chamur? And of course, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is in case somebody does several crimes and he is convicted at one shot to be executed, he's executed given the harsher of the executions. So we have to gradate them. Skila chamur misreifa. How do we know shekein nitna lemigadef uloved avodah zara? Somebody who curses God or does avodah zara gets skila. My chumra, why is it a chumra? Shekein poshet yado beikar, because he's denied the basic principle of Judaism. And therefore, we consider it a chumra. In other words, we look at it as follows. Skila must be the most chamur, because it's given to those that class of people who have done the most heinous thing. Adraba, we argue the opposite. Sreifa chamur, shekein nitna levat kohen. Shezinta, a bat kohen, and we're going to deal with the bat kohen a lot in the next podcast. The bat kohen, who has an affair, she's married and she has an affair with somebody else. She has a particular mita of sreifa. My chumra, so why do we treat her so stringently? Sheken machalava tatavia. She has defiled her father. She defiled her father's house. Good. So we have competing interests here, and we say the answer is that a lot of this issue of skila versus sreifa, really the core issue is what the Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon maintained about bat kohen. The Rabbanan said that only a bat kohen who's married gets sreifa. But a bat kohen who's an arusa and has an affair, like any other arusa, gets skila. Umidiafka rachman al arusa biskila. The Rabbanan said, since an arusa gets this severe punishment of skila if she has an affair while she's betrothed, shmamina skila chamura, that skila must be the most serious punishment. In other words, if you have, the way the Rabbanan see it, is when a woman is married and she has an affair, the punishment is chenek. That's among the lower level of punishments. We have the bat kohen, who as a nesua, according to Rabbanan, only as a nesua, will get sreifa. So she gets a more serious thing. But an arusa gets skila. And if an arusa bat kohen also gets skila and not sreifa, it must mean that skila is more severe. All right, that's answer number one. We're going to have to deal with six answers here to put the order together. Good. Skila chamur misayif. How do we know that skila is more chamur from saif, which the Rabbanan had as number three, what we call hereg? Shekeni nala megadef lo vedo chavim, my chomer de kara amran. Okay, we've already said that. Adraba, saif chamur. Why? Shekeni nan, nitan, lan sheir nidachat. You're going to notice that in this series, we're going to pinpoint one particular crime for which each mitah is given out and use that as the discussion. So the discussion is going about Saif will revolve around the people of Ir HaNidachat who get Saif. So my chumra shekein mamonan aved. How do I know that Ir HaNidachat is a very serious crime? Because their money is destroyed. It doesn't go to their heirs, something that we've already discussed. So you could argue that perhaps Saif is more severe than Skila. So the answer, Amart eza koach merubeh, koach ha-medeach or koach ha-nidach, who do you think is a more severe criminal? The one who instigated or the ones who followed, the Ir HaNidachat. Havir mer koach ha-medeach, the one who instigated. V'tanya medeche Ir HaNidachat biskila. And we know that the one who instigates in the Ir HaNidachat gets skila, like any other Oved Avodah Zarah. So therefore we see skila is more severe than Saif, because we assume that the instigator is treated more severely than the ones who followed him. Okay, good. Now, skila chamor michenek. This finishes out the skila being on top of the pile. And that is that skila is more severe than chenek. We've already said that. And what's the crime that we're going to continue to return to for chenek? If somebody strikes his parents and draws blood, he gets chenek. What's so severe about that? Honoring parents has been equated in the pasuk, it's a sugyan kiddushin, to honoring Hashem. And so therefore, the punishment for striking parents clearly must be a very severe thing. And so the chenek perhaps is the most severe of all crimes, of all punishments. No, midaafk rachman al arusa bat Yisrael, michlal nesua bat Yisrael. But think about this. A regular married woman, if she had an affair, would get chenek. Our same chenek that we're talking about. And Hashem said, but if she's an arusa, she gets skila. Michalek leskila, shvamina skila chamura. So you see that skila must be more severe than chenek, because Hashem pulled the arusa out of the class that she would have been in of chenek, and instead gave her skila. Okay, so now we've seen skila is more severe than sreifa, than hereg, and then chenek. However, within the three remaining, we still have to deal with it. So sreifa chamur misayif. Sreifa, number two, is more severe than number three. Again, we've got all of this information. We've already dealt with. Shekeni nal about koen shetzinta. My chumash ken machalot avia. Adraba saif chamur shekeni tan lan sheir nidachat. Umay chumra shekeni mamonan aved. So the answer we give here is as follows. Nemar avia beskila, when it talks about an arusa, it says that this galua beit petach beit avia, that she is stoned the way that it's described. We're going to deal with this later in the masechet. At petach beit avia, v'nemar avia b'sreifa, avia hi mechalelet. Ma avia amur b'skila, skila chamur misayif, just like skila, in the case of of an arusa, a regular arusa, who has an affair. It's more severe than saif. Afavia amur b'sreifa, sreifa chamur misaif. So we've already established that. So we simply pull sreifa and the bat kohen and use that to dovetail and say that must be more chamur than the other mitot, just like skila was. Okay, good. Sreifa chamur mechenek. And now we know that number three is more severe than number one. Number two is more severe than number four. Sreifa is more severe than chenek. Shekeni now the bat kohen chuzinta. My chumra can amran adra b'chenek chamur shekeni tan the makeh avivimo. My chumra shekeni hukash kodan the chvara makom. Again, information we've already put out there. And again, with the afkir rachmon on the suah bat kohen, michlal on the suah bat Yisrael, according to the Rabbanan, remember, a married bat kohen, if she has an affair, has sreifa. So what do you see from that? That a normal married woman would get chenek. The fact that she's pulled out and instead gets sreifa proves that sreifa is more chamur than chenek. Shmamina sreifa chamur is chamur. Now, saif chamur mi chenek. Number three is more severe than number four. Shekein nital nansher nidach. Adu mai chumur shekein mo naved. Adu la chenek chamur shekein nital namakeh avivimo. Mai chumur shekein nukash, etc. So it's again the same piece. Afilu hachi poshit yado bikar adif. The fact that Irani Dachat are doing Avodah Zorah and denying the basic tenet of the unity of God is more severe than Amakeh Avivimo, which is only compared to the honor for Hashem, but isn't directly. So that's the Rabbanan's matrix of values, of evaluations of Mitot Petin, based on all of the above considerations. Remember, at the core of all of this is the machlokot of Shimon Chachamim, whether an arusa bat kohen gets sreifa. We'll see. Here's Rabbi Shimon. Sreifa chamur miskila. So Rabbi Shimon argues that sreifa is more chamur. And again, Rabbi Shimon is going to use, by the way, some of the same arguments and certainly all the same information with that one critical difference. Shekein nitem bat kohen chuzinta. Umay chumra shekein machalat atavia. Adra baskila chamur shekein nitan lemegadev vod avazara. Machumra shekein poshit yodo beikar. We've had all of that information. So Rabbi Shimon Latame, De'amar Achat Arusa, V'achat Nesuah Yatzal L'Sreifa. Rabbi Shimon is sticking to his guns, he's being consistent, because he maintains that an Abat Kohen, whether she's an Arusa or Nesuah, gets Sreifa, as opposed to what she would get otherwise. And therefore, with Afkir Achmon al Arusa Bat Kohen, Michlal Arusa Bat Yisrael, Miskila L'Sreifa, after all, if she was not a Bat Kohen and she was an Arusa in an affair, she'd get Skila. But now that she's a Bat Kohen, she gets Sreifa. Shmamina Sreifa Chamur, so Sreifa must be Chamur. Sreifa Chamur Michenek. So now, Rabbi Shimon is going to say, my number one Sreifa is more Chamur than my number three Chenek. Shekein Nitna L'Bat Kohen Zinta, Umay Chumash Gnamran. Again, all information we've had. So, the Afkir Rachman and the Nesua Bat Kohen Michlal and the Nesua Bat Yisrael, he used the same exact argument that Rabbanan used, which is that a regular married woman would get Chenek, and a Bat Kohen who's married gets Sreifa. Therefore, Michalek Sreifa, Shmamina Sreifa Chamur. That's easy. Now, Sreifa Chamur Misayef. What about his number one being more severe than his number four? Which is Sreifa being more severe than Saif. Same information. We have this same, an echo of the same argument of the Rabbanan. Who do you think is worse, a worse person and therefore a worse criminal? Is the instigator. Then we use a separate piece, which is Umachenek, and the idea is that a Mediach, as we're going to see, Rabbi Shimon says gets Sreifa, and everybody else gets Saif. Uva Kalva Chomer, and then he puts in a Kalva Chomer. Umachenek shechamur misayif, Sreifa chamur menu, if Sreifa is more chamur than Chenek, and Chenek is more chamur than Saif, therefore, as I have a Kalva Kol Shekein, Sreifa is more chamur than Saif. So just, if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, A is certainly greater than C, and I represented that on the page. Okay, now he moves to his second level issues, which are Skila Chamur Michenek. His number two is greater than his number three. Shkeninalam Gadev Oved Avodazma, Chumra Kedamran, Adva Chenek Chamur, Shkenitan Makavi Mo, my Chumra, Shkenu Kash, etc. Same information. So the Afkar Achmon and Arusa by Yisrael, Michlan Nesua by Yisrael. Think about this. A Nesua gets Chenek, an Arusa gets Skila. Why did Hashem pull her out? Skila Shmamina Skila Chamur. Okay, Skila Chamur Misayef. His number two is more Chamur than his number four. Shkenal Migadev. Ador Asayf Chumushkin Tamla Cherni Dachar. My Chumushkin Mamunan Aved. Again, who is worse, the instigator or the violator or the followers? He holds that chenek is more severe than saif. Skila chamur mimenu. We proved that skila is more severe than chenek. We proved that from Nesua versus Arusa. Saif akalo kol shekein. Okay, so the last one is chenek chamur misayif. Number three is more severe than number four. Shkin tam la kev vivi mome chumur shkin amran. Rasayif chumur shkin tam la chair nidachal. My chumur shkin monan aved. Again, the same question. Who's worse, the instigator or the followers? We assume the instigator. So Bishimon says the instigator near Anidachat gets chenek. Which means, by the way, this line that appeared earlier on very likely really does not belong as part of the argument. And this is really where it belongs. So Bishimon says that the instigator gets chenek and everybody else gets saif. So therefore, it should be pretty obvious that that chenek, if you hold that the madiach gets chenek is more serious than saif. And that concludes that presentation. So now, Maragla Pumi de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to say the following. Na'raha murasa bat kohen, shezinta beskila. If you have a na'marasa who's a bat kohen, and she has an affair with somebody else, she gets skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer besreifa. That's the machloket. Now, zinta me'aviha. What happens if she had an affair with her father? So, biskila. Rabbanan are going to say biskila. Why? Because sleeping with your father is sreifa. But as an arusa by Yisrael, it's skila. So you get the worst one. Rabbi Shimon omer bisreifa. Why does Rabbi Shimon say bisreifa? Because either way, it's going to be bisreifa. So, my kamashla on the Rabbanan, nesua yatsa lisreifa velo arusa. So it teaches that according to the Rabbanan, only the nesua has her law changed, and instead of getting chenek, she gets sreifa. For Arusa, Arusa stays with Skila. Rabbi Shimon, Achad Arusa, Achad Nesua, Yatzal Yisreifa. Now, the time am I? Why is that? Mishum to the Rabbanan, Skila Chamura. Since according to the Rabbanan, Skila is more severe, therefore, if she did a Sreifa, an act which carries both Sreifa and Skila with it, she gets Skila. Rabbi Shimon, Sreifa Chamura. According to Rabbi Shimon, Sreifa is more severe. Nafgamina, the Mishum Tchayev, Shtei Mitot Beitin, Idol Machamura. That's the Nafgamina, as I said at the beginning of the Sugya, of if you are guilty of a crime that carries with it two mitot, you'll get the more severe one. What's the more severe one? That's the machloket. Okay, my Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say this about the bat kohen? Which is, again, is the beginning of the entire difference in their gradations. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei Klalot Nemru Bevat Kohen. It's unclear what he means by this, but the simple read would be that a married woman has one law and a betrothed woman has one law, and bevat kohen velo bevat Yisrael. A bat Yisrael doesn't have any restrictions. Ema ap bevat kohen. Votzia katuv nesua michlal nesua varusa michlal arusa. And he claims that what the Torah did was uvat kohen ki techel iznot is addressing both nesua and arusa and is changing her ruling, and therefore sreifa must be more severe than anything else she would have gotten. Just like he said, a bat kohen who's married is going to be singled out for more severe punishment than she would have gotten if she weren't a bat kohen, and that was chenek. Same thing, and arusa would have gotten skila, but now that she's a bat kohen, she gets sreifa. You see, the sreifa is more chamor, and from there everything goes out. Now, parenthetically, zomei nesu'a bat kohen bechlal zomei nesu'a bat Yisrael. Zomei arusa bat kohen bechlal zomei arusa bat Yisrael. The Zedim zomim do not get sreifa in this case. Meaning, people who are conspire and lie about somebody who's married, who's a bat kohen, when they're found out, they are considered to be like zomei of regular nesu'a, and they get chenek. If there's Omer Arusa, they get Sreifa, Skila, and they do not get Sreifa. We'll see a little bit more about that in the next podcast. In the meantime, we'll pause at this point after our analysis of the Mishnah, and in the next podcast, deal at much greater length and depth with the issue of Bat Kohen Shezinta. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.